Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. We are live here Wednesday. This is May the 9th, and what a gorgeous day it is. I hope everything is going well with you. This week is starting off very well. I don't know what it is about the spring, but I love spring, you guys. It's one of my favorite seasons ever. I love it. I love summer, and I love spring. I just feel like things are just more brighter and sunnier and fresher in the spring. So it's just my favorite time of the year. So I hope you're enjoying this day. I don't know what your day is like, but I know you better remember this. God is in control of all things. And no matter what's going on, he rules and reigns and he loves you. That's all that matters. So I just want you to keep your head up. Stay focused on the Father, and all good things will come and be laid at your feet. I tell you, it's the truth. Today in D.C., it is 68 degrees, and we are cloudy, expecting some rain today from 3 to 4 p.m. Our high is going to be 70 today. Also, in Richmond, Virginia, you're 75 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 82 degrees. In Dallas, Texas, you got full of thunderstorms right now. 11 a.m. right now. It is 90. It is thunderstorms going on right now all afternoon until about 3 p.m. You're going to get a little lighter on showers. You're just going to be cloudy and your high is going to be 77 degrees. London, we're talking showers for you too. 58 degrees is your high right now. You're going to be waking up to 45 degrees in the morning, but yet you're going to be waking up to more showers. So be prepared for that. It looks like a couple of days of that. Los Angeles, you are 60 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 67. Shocking. But you do have some sun peeking out sometime this afternoon. And Huntsville, you are 80 degrees and you are sunny right now. You got clouds coming later on this afternoon, but today is going to be a good day for you. Tomorrow, expect some thunderstorms to come your way. South Australia, you are 58 degrees and mostly cloudy. Your high today is that, and then you're going to be waking up to 42 degrees. A lot of gust of wind tomorrow, you guys in Australia. Be prepared for that. Kenya, you are 95 degrees right now. You got thunderstorms coming between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. A lot of showers. That's what spring is all about, you guys, though. You're waking up tomorrow at 75 degrees. 95 is going to be your high tomorrow, and you do have thunderstorms all this week, so be prepared for that. Paris, you are raining to 53 degrees right now. You got rain all the way until 8 p.m. your time. 46 degrees you'll be waking up to, and showers more tomorrow and the rest of the week. You got showers coming. Low 60s is going to be your weather, so be prepared for that. If I did not name your continent or your country, your nation, your city, or your state, like I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'ma rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad in it, no matter what the temperature is, no matter what your weather is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through. God is still in control, and he only wants the best for you. So just remember that. We're going to take a commercial break real quick before we go into ministerial moment. We're going to be listening to my co-author, well, not my co-author, but my author, brother, my publishing brother, John Eckhart. Listen to what he's got going on, and we'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. Well, listen. Okay, this is a ministerial moment for some women here. I want to talk to you. I need to talk to you girls. I need to talk to y'all. Okay, this is from sister to sister, you guys. We gotta just really break this down. I know it's hot. This is the season where everybody want to find somebody find them. They want to hold hands and frolic through the parks and go to the movies and have lunch dates and whatnot. And I know that it's hot and this is a good time for love and all of this. I just want you guys to just calm down. That's all. That's all I want you girls to do is just relax and calm down. I want you to get into your best self, get into your mind, get into your body, get into your soul, start working out, start eating healthy, start doing something different, try different clothing, try all these different things. Focus on you, right? I want you to focus on you because he that finds him a wife finds him a good thing. So whoever approaches you is already automatically stepping up to something fantastic. I need you to know that. I need you to know that you are a prize, that you are valuable, that you are worthy, that you are amazing. Okay? So therefore, you won't be so thirsty. Don't be dry in this season, you guys. Let the rain shower you in this season and flourish you and prosper you in every way. The Bible says that he wants your soul to everything to prosper. Everything about you shall prosper, even as your soul prospers. This is a season and time right now. We're getting older, ladies. We don't want to keep making the same mistakes over and over again, having the same heartbreak over and over again, using the same formula for the different guy, thinking it's gonna make a difference, trying to manipulate him, trying to force him, trying to, force a relationship, all of this stuff. Listen, fall back. I'm saying it's a warning to you. You don't want another year to go by of heartbreak. Okay, so those of you that are single, you got to know that's who I'm talking to. I want you to just focus this time on enjoying oneself, getting to know yourself. What do you like? I mean, so many times you find a guy approaches you, you start automatically imagining yourself in his house or you guys having a house together, having a family together, and all this stuff. And you might not even like the way he chews his food. You might not even like the way he grooms his. I mean, you just give yourself an opportunity to find out what you like, and therefore, when you guys meet each other, you'll be bringing something great and he'll be bringing something amazing, and then you guys could be awesome together. But and the most important thing is just be prepared to have fun and meet friends. May this summer, this spring and this summer be a time of being friendly, like having friendships and relationships. Learn how to have a relationship without so much expectation. That's what I want to say. Drop all the expectation. Only thing you should be expecting is to be respected, be treated like a lady, and move forward. Other than that, nobody owes you anything, okay? Because you went out with somebody to dinner doesn't mean that you own them and that they have to answer your calls every single time, or they have to, be at your beck and call whenever you get ready. They don't have to. They don't owe you anything. This is an opportunity for you to meet more people. Get out there. Go to the library. Go to some festivals. This is a great time to get out. Go to the beach. Go walk along the monuments and all that stuff. Whatever's in your neighborhood. If you haven't been to a museum, go to a museum. Have a frappo, a frappe. I don't even drink that stuff. But have something to just, say you done did something special for yourself today. Go have a sandwich somewhere. If you haven't had a lobster roll, go try one. I mean, go work out. Go do Zumba, whatever they call it. Go out and do your thing. Live your life. This is coming from somebody that's 50. Listen, I have wasted so many years on just what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you that this season within the last 5 years has just been such a grooming point God has done in my life. And I'm only telling you as a witness, as a living testimony, you can't get those years back. So you might as well go forth and live your best life and know who you are and walk in your character of excellence and walk in your character of joy and peace. All of these things that God has promised you, and just let your light shine so you draw people that are good and desiring and wholesome and all that stuff to you. And of course, you're gonna get some bad apples, but doggone it, you done had enough of them. You should recognize them from a foot away. I mean, just right there in your face. Just, God bless you and keep it moving, okay? But you can still operate everything in love. You can reject in love. You can walk away in love and you can enjoy your life in love. Okay, this has been Ministerial Moment. And I'm hoping that that blessed you. I just feel so good about that. I felt real good to encourage the young single women out there and men too. You out there too, looking for love in all the wrong places. Get into you and let God lead you. All right? All right. Well, listen, we're going right into the show because we got the Hamiltons. Woo-wee! I'm so excited. And my girl, Gina G, comedian, bringing the teen, trending tea. And what she say? And then we got Jeffrey Hill. He's going to be giving us financial advice so we can go and make that money, honey. All right. Well, not without further ado, let's just go right into it. Welcome, the Hamiltons. How are you? We got, wait, before we go into there, we got to play your single, that the brand new hot track. Please, Doug, play that for us before we get started with our interview. I love it, talking about love. All right, the Hamiltons, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. How are you guys?
Thank you for having me. Everything's good. All good. All good.
So good.
Hey, that is fantastic. Can you introduce yourselves so everybody can know you guys individually? I know they know the Hamiltons, but tell them your names individually.
I'm Jay Vito.
I'm Tui.
And I'm Tony Lilo.
All right, and they make the Hamiltones. Listen, how did the name Hamiltones come about? Everybody knows that your affiliation, for those that don't know, they are affiliated with Anthony Hamilton, but how did the name the Hamiltones come about?
Well, it was a guy by the name of Adrian Crutchfield when we were all on the road with Anthony at one point. He had started calling us the Hamiltones just in joking, you know, just in passing, just a name he had come up with. And it just kind of stuck. And that's pretty much it. Nothing that we sat down and thought about. It was really just a joke that stuck.
Wow. And you guys are from the southern areas, right? You're from what part of the South, so people will know? Are you from North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina. We all are kind of spread it out about north, on the north side of the Carolinas.
Okay. Well, that is good to know. My son was born in Charlotte. I lived there in Charlotte for a few years. And my mom lives in Raleigh. And my sister went to Carolina A&T. So I'm familiar with Greensboro, Raleigh, Cary, all of that over there. Love those areas. I was just there.
I'm from Greensboro.
Are you from Greensboro? Okay. Who is this one now I'm talking to? Which one? Okay. You from Greensboro. You still live there now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Definitely. All right. All right. I know they love you guys in your hometown. I was just in Charlotte there with Radio One a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't even recognize it. Things are changing so much around all throughout there. But you guys are on the road everywhere. Your sound, someone describe your sound so people can know, because it's like a quartet, but then your new sound, your music right now sounds very R&B group and not as quartet-ish, but you guys do have some history with that. Can you explain that sound that you have?
If I may, this is JVO. I like to always say that our music is, I would like to
there's
call
a,
it stone
there's
cold.
There's a noise in the background.
In the background. I like to call it solo with a mask. Because, you know, music is soulful, but it can go in so many different ways. I mean, you can take you back to as far as the 60s and 70s, the 80s, you can take you to the 90s, and you can bring you up to date here and what's out for today. So we definitely have a history with gospel music. All of us came up, you know, singing gospel and being in the church. So, you know, that'll never leave us or go anywhere because that's what we all are part of. But if I had to give it anything, you know, in description, it would definitely be soul with a mask.
I love it. I can hear the gospel. I can hear the arm, I can hear soul, I can hear all of that. It's just a beautiful sound and so refreshing. You guys are not only, it's almost like you got an old soul, but you guys are so hip. I mean, your style is just so, your dress is just amazing. I know you get compliments on that all the time. Do you guys have a stylist or is this your own personal style?
No, we really don't have a stylist. We just kind of get up and we say, hey, man, what are we going to wear today? And the crazy thing is we've been in a battle between that amongst ourselves. Like, man, maybe it's time for us to get a stylist. So it definitely feels good to hear you say something because that means we all got a little bit of swag. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know what? That's how God do because I didn't even know that. So you know. You know, he's probably telling y'all right now that this y'all got your own thing. Just work with that because everybody really is they love because I follow you. So I know that everybody loves like all of your flyers and things like that. And just your look, your wardrobe is just always hip and it's trend. It's trend setting. It's not trending. It's very trend setting. And it's just nice to see you guys with this soulful sound. With this hip look is really good. And I love how you guys coordinate your colors and everything. But this single, right, which I love it, Love You, is Love You to Pieces? Hello?
It's called Pieces, yeah.
Yeah, Pieces. Okay, so yes, it came out on Friday, which is amazing. What is the feedback that you're getting? Is it good stuff?
Well, we definitely haven't responded.
My bad, Vito.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. It's, I mean, it's, all of us can really say it's been, I mean, we all have our individual faces as well as the Hamilton face. And I think from a view all the way across the board, I'm seeing great feedback. I'm pretty sure the guys that speak for themselves say the same thing. I've been seeing great feedback about it. See it in here.
Yeah. That's what I was going pretty much say. All the feedback that I've gotten is all about, you know, it's a great song, you know, makes you feel good, that's a great song. So yeah, good feedback.
Uh-huh. Well, I love it. I mean, of course, everybody on this show, listening to this show, they're loving it. And then my producer said that he was going to be playing it on the streaming network so everybody can hear it as well on our networks and stuff like that, which is also iHeart.com and things like that. So it'll be in rotation with us. So that's a good thing. So it'll be played all over the world so people can hear. I thought that was so awesome when he let me know that. I said, oh, I cannot wait to let them know that that's going to be great news for them for today. So, I mean, just our gift to you, and just because we like to support good music and talent, and we love the artists that come on the show. And you guys, this is your second time I interviewed you Gina, comedian Gina G, and myself on the spot at the Augusta family reunion, remember? And we took pictures.
I remember it.
I was walking around with the microphone, pulling it out my Louis Vuitton pouch. But you got to get it when you can get it, right? So we really enjoyed that time, and we're going to be there again this year. And I heard through the grapevine, the grapevine, that you guys might be there as well. So I'm excited about that. Seeing you guys again.
Yeah. I know you're asking the questions, but I would love to ask you a question if you don't mind.
Go ahead and ask me a question.
All right, this is Tony Lilo, by the way. And us being on the other side of the music, it's a joy to be able to hear that people receive our music. But sometimes we don't get to feel what you all feel. So my question to you is, what about pieces is it that you like so much?
I just felt like it was a very vulnerable, transparent song. Like, it's good to hear a male express his feelings and his emotions and thoughts like that. So I think that's the refreshing part. It just kind of hit me as a female in my heart. I just, you know, it was like, oh my God, I love that. Like, I would love to, like, hear someone that I'm in love with say that, or, you know, just, it's just good. It just gave me a good feeling of just transparency and vulnerability.
Good. All right. I love that. I like to sometimes hear what the person that is listening to our product feels and hears, and if we are doing are we 100% authentically being us? And it definitely sounds like we are. We're really big on that, about being all the way back down to the dressing, and what you were talking about. It's just trying to be as close to ourselves as possible in a world that's really full of, I don't know if everybody knows exactly who they are. You know what I mean? So it means a lot. I'm glad that you're there, for sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a good question. And I wish more people would ask that, because I think that would help out a lot with understanding. So hearing people say, oh, it was just good, I really loved it. I mean, it's good that you get some kind of input and things like that. But let me ask you a question. You guys now, you're in a play. Tell us about the play and what the name of the play is.
About black men, written by brother Zuri Craig, and directed by a good brother by the name of Donald Gray. To be in Greensboro this Sunday, Mother's Day. So if everybody who can hear me, if you're around, be in town. Shamon, the play is going down.
You know what I mean?
Hey, come on now. Where can they get their tickets?
I think it's available on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, okay. Somebody tell me a website where they can go on and purchase their tickets.
Eventbrite.com. And then I think you can search the Hamilton. I mean, not the Hamilton. You can search Truth About Black Men.
Truth About Black Men, yeah.
Truth About Black Men in Greensboro. North Carolina at what theater?
North Carolina.
North Carolina at what theater? Say it again.
Greensboro, North Carolina. We're in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Carolina Theater. That's downtown Greensboro.
Uh-huh. All right.
The Carolina Theater.
Everybody in the Carolina area, you need to go and get your tickets because this is a good show. Take your mama, your grandmama, and them. Take them all. Get the church together, all the mothers in the church. Get them after church and take them right on down there to the show. And listen, you guys, where can you get pieces at? They got to know how to get it.
Pieces is everywhere. It's everywhere. Anywhere you want to go, you can go to the store, Walmart, iTunes, Google Music Play, and all of them. Amazon, it's everywhere. Just go get it. And the video is up right now on YouTube. Make sure you follow us at the Hamiltones NC for North Carolina, because you know that's where we at. And we love y'all, and make sure y'all go get that pieces and then come and see us in Greensboro, for sure.
Now, don't go to Walmart, because it's not in there. But I do believe you can go to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and all those other digital. We're living in the digital life, you see.
Right, exactly. Digital world, right? So listen, so you can go get this is live, you know what I'm saying? You can go get pieces everywhere, and you need to go to the Carolina Theater. Go down there and check them out. Is this your first time in a play?
Well, I have done a Christmas play. I did a Christmas play.
This is the first time I've ever done a play
in 2000.
Y'all are so cute. Y'all are the cutest.
Don't nobody know you. This is our first time on the big stage as a crew together. This is our first time in the play. Ain't nobody talk about no Christmas program at the church.
Yeah, man. I did go down and I did want it to count it. This is our first time in the play.
collectively.
That's right.
Love how you guys mesh together. You guys are amazing. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you.
Always welcome. I don't care when you got something going on, anytime, any place, you welcome to come here, because we just want that visibility worldwide. You guys have earned this thing. And now, before we get all your social media information, comedian Gina G got one question for you. Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Well, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey there.
Good. All right.
And we are
First of all, y'all crazy. Y'all a bunch of comedians. I don't believe it's going to be y'all first time acting. I'm just saying. I got a feeling y'all been doing this all y'all life.
Nah, this is first time for us. We all separately have done a lot of things, but as a group, this is our first time. It's been so fun to be in a cast full of people that are really serious about what they do. And what it does is it just puts this thing over top of us that makes us say, hey, we really got to make sure that we're on our P's and Q's, because not only can we not let ourselves down, but we can't let this dynamite cast down either.
Who's the cast members? Who's your other cast members? Are there any celebrity cast members outside of yourself?
We have Don from Black Ink Chicago.
Brother Dom.
Brother Dom.
Yeah. And for all the ladies, he's going to take his top off. So if you want to So he's there. And we have Sister Patricia. Right?
Lovely.
Sister Patrice.
Patrice.
Hattie Mae, if y'all are familiar with any of the, I think some Tyler Perry plays, she did a couple of Tyler Perry joints as Hattie Mae.
As well as the movie.
As well as who?
She's in the movie. She's in the family.
There you go.
I'm just letting them go.
Right.
I thought you said Luke Cage.
They just hilarious
sorry,
by they stuff. They can just go and go.
There are a lot of people that are in this play. Brother Dom is going to take his shirt off and switch to Hattie Mae. is going to have y'all laughing up and down, and we're going to have our little two cents in there. This has been a fun experience, and we are excited about it. We want y'all to just
I'm excited for y'all. I'm trying to get in a play myself. No, but okay, listen, you guys, where can everybody follow you?
Okay.
You can follow us at the Instagram at the Hamiltons NC. That is at the Hamiltons in for North D Carolina.
That's right.
Go ahead and follow.
and if y'all want to get our separate ones, then that means y'all going to have to search a little bit. If you go on the Hamiltons NC, y'all can find all our personal stuff. See, because we are together thing. This is a together type thing. You know,
it's
what I mean?
A unit. So you guys are on a unit. Together as a unit.
That's right. So if y'all want to find us separately, y'all can go on the Hamiltons NC, and y'all will be able to find us. We hashtag each other a lot. So we'll be there.
I love it. Gina, don't you love them? I can't wait to see them this year. We're going to be in Augusta. I'm hoping and praying they come. It's just no fun without the Hamiltons. The Hamiltons helping me fun.
Thank y'all so much. We want to tell y'all before anything else, thank y'all so much for continuously supporting us. It's been a nice over a year relationship, and y'all have been there. Thank y'all so much for loving on us, loving the single, and we got plenty more music to follow right behind it.
Pieces, y'all. Go get it and then go to the play. Y'all better go take your mama and them this Sunday at the Carolina Theater in Greensboro, North Carolina. All right, the Hamiltons, you guys. You are amazing. We love you. Right, Gina G?
Yes, we do.
And hugs and kisses on all of y'all, the whole team. Loving y'all as a unit and a movement and
all
just keep on doing it, Trailblazers.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you more.
Love you back. All right, love you.
All right, love you. Oh, my God. I just want to take them with me everywhere, right, Gina? I love them.
All right, love you.
I know. I just, no, but I did catch it when I was going into another question, and I don't know which one of them was like, he was like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, well, all right, now we're going to move on.
But anyway, we're gonna take a commercial. That was the Hamiltons, you guys. We love them. Those are our family. So we took our time with them. Anyway, but we'll be right back after these this commercial break with Jeffrey Hill with the Financial Five. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
What's up, everybody? This is Tracrae. And this is Adrian. And we are Last Call. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So keep it locked.
All right. Jeffrey here, what's going on?
What is up, ladies? How in the world are you today?
We are. I'm fantastic.
Hello. Double that.
Well, look, we all doing good. All doing good in the hood, as they say. So for the listeners, this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group Incorporated, and this is the Financial Five. Ladies, guess what I want to tell you about today?
What?
raising your financial IQ. There's a lot of people who don't quite know how money works. And this past week, I got privy to a docuseries called Money Revealed, and I featured this on all my social media accounts. And again, it's one of those things where a lot of people have found tons of value because the world is absolutely changing, and it's changing fast. And again, we get so caught up and so busy, we don't spend time learning about what we need to learn. And I remember one of the guys on the docuseries saying, it's funny how we can stand in a line for 24 hours to wait on a new iPhone to come out, and it's only going to have two new features that the last one had. But for some reason, we won't spend that same kind of time raising our financial IQ that's going to help us get to the next level of life that we want to. So for me, I wanted to give people the opportunity to take that journey and start raising their financial IQ. So I'm going to give you this website, bit.ly, that's bit.ly/HFG money. Now, the HFG and the M in money is capitalized. So bit.ly, HFG money. And again, you get free access through me to this docuseries. And again, there's a lot of content you will learn, anywhere from social media marketing, investing, how to use life insurance to create a tax retirement safe haven. There's a ton of stuff on there. And these are some of the 36 of the brilliant minds out there, anywhere from millionaires to billionaires. And they're giving you their tell-all secrets. And this is the stuff that you're not going to get on MSNBC Money and Fox News and all that kind of stuff, because again, those people are typically in bed with Wall Street and the government. These are the people who are standing up to the big banks and big Wall Street, and they're telling you what you need to know to learn how to capitalize on everything that's going on. What we do know is during any time of a recessionary period, there's more millionaires created during recessions versus any other time in the world. So most people are thinking, well, man, you know, it's a recession, so how are they doing that? There's a lack of money. And here's what you have to understand about money. During recessions, there's no shortage of money. There's still the same amount of money in circulation, but the difference is it's starting to change hands. It goes to the people who know what to do with it. And then most people sit back and complain about how the rich keep getting richer, but they haven't stopped to take the time out to say, well, how are they getting richer? Where are they putting their money at? What position are they putting themselves in to be able to capitalize on everything that's bad? And I remember when I started my financial career, it was just after the last recession of 2007 and 2008, and I became a nerd and trying to figure out how are they doing that? What do they know that we don't know? What are we not being taught? And I devoted my career to studying what the wealthy are doing. So my goal was to put myself in position, because I can't stop the recession from happening. I don't know how to prevent it from happening, but I can put myself in a position to take advantage of it. And there was a phrase that I heard a long time ago, you can't control the waves, but you can learn to surf. And that's what you have to think about. Life is going to happen regardless, and you can't stop some things from happening, but what you can do is prevent it from being harmful to you. So a lot of times when I'm talking about some of the things that are going on economically, people have to understand, I'm not trying to do it from a doom and gloom standpoint. I'm doing it from a position to help you empower yourself and be able to take advantage of it. Now, if you just get the knowledge and you don't move on it, then that's your own fault. I can't be held responsible for what you're not willing to take action on. So, you know, what I want the listeners to understand is think about how much time you spend watching Game of Thrones. You got a 2-hour episode and everybody's all up in arms about who died and who got married and all this kind of stuff on shows. But we won't spend that time to say, what can I be doing to increase my financial IQ? How many books have I read on getting out of debt? How many books have I read on tax-efficient planning or setting up assets versus liabilities? Until you're willing to take control of it, you're always going to keep repeating the same financial mistakes. And I love when I come on this show because, again, you ladies always ask thought-provoking questions, and sometimes you ask me to go deeper on things. And, again, you get the opportunity to take advantage of it, and that's what we have to do. When we learn this stuff, we have to be better stewards with the knowledge that we have, and we have to be willing to put ourselves out there and teach other people and take people on that journey, because most people, ever since they were born, have been told what to do, how to think, and how to react. But for some reason, when we get a little bit older, we turn off some of that noise and we want that instant gratification, which is why we go and watch shows of other people living. But we won't, in turn, take some of the same knowledge and learn some of the same mistakes to improve our own lives. So my goal is to continue to challenge people to raise their financial IQ. People spend more time planning their vacations than they do their retirement. That's a problem. So if you continue to make those same mistakes, you can't get to the point where you're now getting ready to retire and you don't have enough money and you're trying to figure out what you did wrong this whole time. Because if you can't tell me when the last time you read a book that increases your financial IQ, that should let you know what the problem is. So, again, bit.ly /HFGmoney. I came swinging today. But, again, I mean, I'm passionate about what's going on because I've seen the big trend, and I know what's going on. And I'm tired of people saying, well, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And then they're trying to blame the government instead of saying, well, what can I be doing more of? Or what do I need to be doing less of so I can put myself in a position? Because, again, it all kind of falls back on you. I don't care who is in office, whether it's a Republican, a Democrat, or independent. There's still opportunities out there for you to be able to take advantage of. But if you're not seeking them, you won't find them. And the Bible tells you that yourself. Seek,
good
and
Lord.
You shall find.
Whew. Well, all right. I think that was very clear. Read a book. Go to a seminar. Study yourself approved. Right, Jeff? How can they follow you, man? That was deep.
Follow me on Instagram, HFG Inc. Or you can even follow my personal page because I have that same content kind of on there as well. That's Jeff Hill Speaks. So at Jeff Hill Speaks or HFG Inc. And again, there's a link in my bio. Again, it's free access right now. Now, I wouldn't pay for the full version, but get some of the free content that you can. But again, the name of the docuseries is called Money Revealed. And I said in my last video, do not let this weekend go past you without getting access to this stuff. Because once you start to learn, it's called Parkinson's Law. Once your mind is expanded, it can't go back to an old way of thinking. Because you've expanded your level of understanding. Understand how money works and how to circulate money in the right way to help your family and create a better legacy for yourself.
And this has stock information in there. A lot of people are talking about investing in stocks and stuff. Does this have this in there as well?
Yes, ma'am, it does. One of the first guys on there is Robert Kiyosaki. Now, again, I follow the Robert Kiyosaki model. I'm not a huge fan of using Wall Street's tools. I'm just not, because you lose control. The second guy on that video created a platform called Motley Fool, and he's a big stock guy. Now, again, when I kind of look at the numbers, I disagree with what most people want to do, because most people go into stocks not really understanding how they work. So, again, they blindly throw money into it, and sometimes they invest way more than what they're willing to lose. And, again, when they lose, they don't know how to recover. So,
right.
For me, I like to put fail safes in people's portfolio to say, listen, the market will take a turn, but let me show you how to take advantage of that instead of always being a victim, okay?
Okay.
Because the only way to achieve the miracle of compounded interest is to never lose money. Well, I can show people how to do that.
Okay. Well, listen, tell everybody how they can follow you, your social media.
Okay, again, so what I also do is give you my number, 501-291-0708. You can text me or call me. That line rings straight to my cell phone. Or you can follow me, Jeff Hill Speaks or HFG Inc. And that's how you get in contact with me.
Sounds fantastic, Jeff Hill. Consultant, financial consultant, always giving good information. All right, love.
Yeah.
Until next time. And you
Thank
can
you,
text
ladies.
Me that information, please, if you don't mind.
Will do. Will do.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay, we'll take a short commercial break, and then we got Gina G with the Trinity. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let
love drive your leadership? God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
It's what? Say that one more time for me.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. I'm sorry. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you.
All right. Gina G with the Trinity. 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 What you got?
I love my song. Okay. Now, let me just get right to it. Okay. So, Kim Kardashian West, okay, she has helped free 17 inmates in the last 90 days. Yeah, you heard me. Kim Kardashian West. I'm trying to tell y'all, you know I keep up with the Kardashians. I love these girls to death because they are so smart and so business-minded. Kim Kardashian has been working quietly behind the scenes for the past 3 months to help 17 nonviolent drug offenders. They got life sentences, Gina. They were given life sentences, and Kim Kardashian has helped free 17 of them. I mean, I'm just in awe because I love that she's taking, you know, all of the negativity about her, how she started, and she's doing something good. You know, her father was a lawyer. You know, he the one that got OJ off, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she's following in his footsteps, and I think it's a good thing, and I'm hoping that she can free a lot more of our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated for nonviolent crimes that are sentenced like ridiculous, 25 to life for their first time, and it's nonviolent. So I'm all for Kim K, lawyer Kim K. Okay.
I know she said she was going into that, but go ahead.
She did. And she did. Now we have some other news because you always know when we like with little babies. We have Meghan and Harry's royal baby. She had her baby 2 days ago, and she introduced him to the world yesterday. And, I mean, you guys, he is just the cutest little thing in the world. You guys, make sure you go on CNN on Instagram and make sure you see the baby. I haven't heard the name yet. So if you have heard the name, please inbox me. But she looks good. The baby is healthy. And, you know, Prince Harry is just, you know, he all in love, girl, with his sister girlfriend.
I know.
Anywho.
He love that chocolate.
He loves her. He loves her to death. For the first time, Miss USA, Miss America, and Miss Teen USA are all black. Can you believe it? For the first time in history, 2019, may I add, all three of the winners for Miss America and Teen USA are black. So I just want you ladies to wear your crowns proud. We are proud of you. They're beautiful ladies, Dr. Gina. You have to see them. They are just, oh, my goodness. And Miss Teen USA has this little curly fro. Oh, my God. She is just so adorable. I'm just so happy for the history that we as a people are making. And just as women and African-American women, I'm just so excited about it. 1 million species are at risk of extinction because of human action. Come on now, y'all. We all these new buildings y'all see building up everywhere. You got to know it was some trees there once before. It was trees there once before. It was some water there once before. It was some land that some creatures had lived once before we have invaded it. And it's just construction everywhere, Gina. I mean, I've been to Florida for the past couple of weeks. It's construction. It's construction here in Virginia. You know, it's just they're just constantly building and building, and we're tearing down the homes of certain animals that we're depreciating them right now. So I just want to send out, you know, I wish I could smack their hand and tell them to stop cutting down trees and everybody. The Met Gala happened 2 days ago. If you guys don't know what the Met Gala is, then I don't know what rock you've been living under. But the Met Gala is it's just full of crazy fashion, full of just, you can be who you want to be at the Met Gala. And we had some great Janae Monáe. Her outfit was adorable. You have Tracee Ellis Ross, who came with the picture frame, vintage picture frame look. She looked amazing. Katy Perry was a chandelier. Child, I don't know what she was doing. The Kardashians looked great, all the way down from Kris, the mother, who don't look like nobody mother, all the way down to the babies, Kylie and Kendall. And, honey, you already know that Cardi B took over the red carpet with her red dress made out of over 30,000 red feathers. Okay? It took 36 people and 2,000 hours to make this girl's dress. That's all I'm saying. I just need to know the hourly rate. I could have put on a feather or two for the hourly rate that I'm sure. They are paying to make that dress.
Wow. Okay?
So you know what? It's just a lot going on in the world. I just want to always, at the end of my tea, no matter what's going on, I just want you guys to just keep, you know, our country in your prayers, and as well as yours, because we have to stand in unity, you guys. There's so much going on in the world. I just hope we stand together. One for one and one for all.
That's right. Absolutely. So where can people also listen to us? You know, you can call into the show at the 71. Yeah, you can call into the show at 712-775-6619, or you can go on bbsradio.com and go to station number one, to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Or you can do what, Gina G?
Or you can be like, Alexa, open Gina's radio chat. Wait. Alexa, ask Gina's radio chat for the latest talk. Alexa, start Gina's radio chat. And you know, if you got Alexa like mine, she's going to say, starting Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I love that. I love that. And you can go on Google Play and say, hey, Google, play BBS Radio. And they'll play BBS Radio and go straight to station number one. We are all over the place, y'all. Woo-hoo! Listen,
number
Gina
one.
G, tell everybody where they can, first of all.
I don't know how to help with that yet.
Google is talking back for me.
See there? So you people know that it works. This is live radio, people, and it works.
Right. Okay, tell it. First of all, you were in, you did an amazing show. You were busy all this weekend. Tell everybody,
goodness.
We got about a couple of minutes for that. Tell everybody what your experience in Florida was like.
Oh, my gosh. My experience in Florida, you guys, was wonderful. You know, I've done a couple of things locally, but the one show that stood out to me the most is Trayvon Martin's mother has a foundation, a Trayvon Martin Foundation. It's called the Circle of Mothers. And it was a weekend event for all the mothers who lost their children to gun violence, like Sandra Bland's mother. I mean, there were so many mothers. I've seen R. Kelly's ex-wife. I mean, there was just so many women. They had Ayala Fix My Life. They had her there earlier that day, and they were doing exercises, and women were crying, and they were releasing demons and releasing these, you know, spirits and these secrets and things that you keep that hinder you, that break you down through time. And, you know, me, Marvin Dixon, and Hope Flood, we gave them laughter that evening. And, you know, it's a prestigious event, so you know the way people laugh when they're in a prestigious, you know, event. And I'm telling you, Dr. Gina, I almost tried to find me a new career because I was like, are these ladies loving it or what? But after the show was over with, just the abundance of response and love and pictures and hugs that I received, it just lets me know that I am on exactly the path that the good Lord wants me on. So it was great. It was great, 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 great. Thank you for asking me, Sue. It was
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Well, they know they can follow me. Come on now. You can follow me at Gina G Too Funny on all social media sites. Gina G, the number 2 funny. But if you get on Facebook, it's Gina G T-O-O Funny. So make sure you guys follow me and keep up with the latest and greatest, what I'm doing and with Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. We're just loving everything that's going on right now, especially concerning the airways and what God is allowing us to do. Again, this was an amazing show. I'm so excited that we had the Hamiltones on. I couldn't even pull it back. I just had to let them go. Once they got comfortable, they just was like, okay, you know, I felt like they was like my nephews. Like, stop it, sit down. Wait a minute, what you doing over there?
It was great.
So much fun, though. I love that kind of energy. I love the excitement. I love the natural humor and the fun of it all. So that was exciting. And we had Jeffrey Hill on today giving us Financial Five, and he put us straight real quick. That was a way, like, you better read a book. If you ain't read a book.
Put me straight. Jesus. I ain't read a book, any book, so I know it knows I'm financially all day. I got to get my life together. I got to read several books. I am behind, sis. The good word is the only book I've been dabbing in lately, so I got to set it up, okay?
Well, I know a lot of people felt convicted right then. Thank God I read the Bible this morning.
because I read my YouVersion Bible app this morning, honey. It gave me my verse for the day. But
if you ain't read no kind of book.
Right. God. I got to get my life together today.
Get it together, y'all. All right, y'all. This is what it's all about. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, I want to tell you, Lord knows I love this gear. I love it. Performance, endurance gear. Love it. They're my favorite go-to workout gear. They are amazing. You got to go and check them out. You can go right on. You can go right on Instagram, actually, and you can check out at Performance Endurance Gear. They have leggings that I love so much. I love these leggings. I love their tees. They have sweatshirts. They have bomber jackets. They have everything. They have biker unisex shorts apparel. They have everything. Fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyle apparel. You need to go and check out performanceendurancegear.com, and he's running a special. Owner CEO Rod is running a special, and it's a Mother's Day special, so you don't want to miss that this weekend. If you know someone that is going into fitness, if they're taking some classes, dance classes, Zumba classes, if they're walking the track this spring and summer, this is the apparel that you want to get. They have anti-smell. They also have pockets for your telephone, and they have a key pocket or a credit card pocket in the back, so nobody will know. Shh, it's a secret. Keep your stuff back there. Again, performance endurance gear, and this outdoor and sporting goods company, fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyle apparel. Go on performanceendurancegear.com and check them out on at Performance Endurance Gear. All right, you guys, this was an amazing show. You can go and follow me on all the social media, Gina R. Prince. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I made a 10,000 followers on Instagram. I almost forgot. Hey, thanks to you guys and all the listeners helping us become number one and helping our numbers go up and things like that. We just love you guys. We love sharing our life with you. We love you interacting with us and things like that. So please continue to do that. Go on Facebook, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You can go on there and like the page, and then you'll get more stuff there too. You can go on Gina R. Prince. You can't be my friend, but you can follow me, and that's good because you get all the other stuff too. And Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and on Twitter, Gina R. Prince. All right, you guys, this is amazing on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, Gina. Dr. Gina.